Thank you, Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies. To start, allow me to thank you, Assistant High Commissioner Triggs, for your service and dedication to the protection of refugees and displaced populations worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, in challenging times, it is especially important for the international community to work together to uphold the fundamental right of protection. The right to seek asylum, free from any form of discrimination, is an essential cornerstone of the international legal framework. This needs to be complemented by the provision of adequate standards of treatment, the principle of non-refoulement, and access to basic services. At the heart of these principles lies the imperative to safeguard and uphold the rights and dignity of refugees fleeing conflict, persecution, and violence. It is our inherent belief that all humans deserve protection, no matter their age, gender, or sexual orientation. Let me emphasize that this is a matter of protection and not a matter of ideological conviction. Protection is at the core of UNHCR's mandate, and we are proud to support this work as the largest contributor of flexible funds to UNHCR. Ladies and gentlemen, displacement is never voluntary. Therefore, many refugees and displaced populations wish to return home. We have to ensure, however, that returns take place in conditions of safety, dignity, and in an informed and voluntary manner. We support UNHCR in safeguarding this principle while facilitating returns where feasible. It is first and foremost the responsibility of the country of origin to create the conditions for returns. However, where conditions are ripe and the political will exists, we stand ready to support through peace building and other assistance. In times of financial constraints, last year's High Commissioner's Dialogue on Protection served as a reminder that durable solutions are also a matter of protection. The effective combination of humanitarian development and peace instruments early on is a necessity to achieve durable solution and focus humanitarian funding where it is needed most. In this regard, let me commend UNHCR's cooperation with the World Bank and its contribution towards the UN Secretary General's Action Agenda on IDPs. Allow me to briefly highlight two issues of particular concern. First, climate change. We must collectively work to protect the most vulnerable, including refugees, IDPs, and host communities, from its effects and ensure access to relevant protection mechanisms. Second, the alarming levels of gender-based violence. Women and girls on the move are particularly vulnerable to gender-based violence, while at the same time, responses are particularly difficult in displacement settings. Germany, as current lead of the call to action on the protection from gender-based violence in emergencies, has made forced displacement and GBV one of the strategic focus areas of our two-year term. The upcoming GRF provides a unique opportunity to address GBV in displacement settings, and we are organizing a multi-stakeholder pledge to address GBV in these settings there together with close partners. To conclude, protection must remain at the heart of our collective efforts. The GRF provides us with an excellent opportunity to deliver concrete results for the protection of refugees. I thank you.
I thank the